found an old postcard I wrote on the back. With some change in my pocket, I bought a few stamps. Hello, everyone, and welcome to
Postcards from Home.
Hey, the last time we were talking to you, we were camped out in a tent in Clear Lake, Iowa.
Yes, beautiful Iowa.
Beautiful, buggy Clear Lake, Iowa.
Beautiful bug biting, fly biting.
Yeah, the flies.
Clear Lake, Iowa.
You would think they had teeth.
They did.
I think they did. But anyway, while we were at Clear Lake, we
hosted a show.
Yeah, we hosted a show. We had my little MP3 player, and so if it sounds a little different now from then, that's why, because we're using two actual microphones. Jenny's on mic one.
This is Jenny speaking.
I'm on mic two. I guess we should have introduced ourselves at the beginning.
Oh, yes. I'm his lovely wife, Jenny.
That's my wife. My name is Dave. That's my wife, Jenny. And we're your host for Postcards from Home. And on our last show at Clear Lake, we didn't talk about a specific postcard because we had a bunch of postcards that we were mailing out from Clear Lake.
Yes, we did.
Who did we mail those out to, honey?
We mailed postcards to Mama Wanda, Chris and Chrissy, Dan and Deb, Mom and Jim, Steve and Darla, Dad and Abby. And there may be one or two others that we forgot.
Yeah, because it's been so long. We're really sorry. There's been a month since.
Been 2 months.
About 2 months. Okay. Yeah, we recorded the last show in July, but it was early in July. And yeah, the rest of August is kind of a blur, a hot blur. Two shows ago, we mailed a Texas postcard to Dad and Abby, my dad and my stepmom.
Who live?
In El Paso.
Texas.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso. And as a result of that, Dad sent us back an envelope full of postcards.
Yay, Dad.
One of which is the subject of today's show.
Drum roll, please.
That sounds better than the drum roll that I was going to put on. Jenny, tell us what's on the front of the postcard that we're going to talk about. I thought I handed it to you. I'm handing it to you now.
Thank you, darling. It is a black and white photograph, or more like a sepia photograph. And on the back, it explains what it is. Villa rides Pancho Villa, the famous leader of the Mexican Revolution, leading his army after their capture of Ojinanga.
Some Mexican town, I'm guessing.
Yes.
If Dad was here, he could pronounce it correctly.
Yes. So it's Pancho Villa on a horse leading the gang of his bandidos.
A bunch of Mexican
revolutionaries.
Did they need badges?
They don't need no stinking badges.
I didn't think so. Pancho Villa was born in 1878. And he died in 1923.
Viva la revolución! Viva! Viva Pancho Villa!
My parents used to call me Pancho Villa when I was a little boy if I was running around the house without a shirt on.
They'd say,
hey, Pancho Villa, put on a shirt. And as a result, I always thought Pancho Villa was like this bare-chested guy, you know.
Well, he was at times, I'm sure.
He probably was. Let's see. I've got the Pancho Villa Wikipedia page pulled up.
Is Man of La Mancha anything to do with? No, that's Don Quixote.
That's Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Don Quixote is a fictitious character written by Cervantes.
Okay.
Pancho Villa.
Thank you, Latino David.
Would not have been going up against windmills thinking that they were giants. That's the kind of thing that Don Quixote did.
Okay.
Pancho Villa was also named the provisional governor of the state of Chihuahua in 1913. after local military commanders in the region elected him. I did not know that.
I didn't either until now.
Governor Villa. Guess how long he was in office?
10 years.
1 year.
Did he... he get booted out?
1913 to 1914. Well, you know, those were rather tumultuous times.
I'm sure they were.
Something,
they still are.
Yeah, we still live in tumultuous times. But, man, Pancho Villa, that's a name that... now, before you met me, had you ever heard the name Pancho Villa?
I doubt it. If I did, I had no idea who or what it really was.
But the name kind of seems somewhat familiar in your brain.
Yeah, a little.
I think that's how people are today with the name Pancho Villa. Maybe the name Cedillo will ring on after...
In a good way.
We hope.
Yeah.
We're trying to do
Cedillo
something good
Cedillo with a
here.
C.
Yeah.
Because there was the Mexican president Cedillo, but that was with a Z, right?
That was President Cedillo, yes. And my last name is Cedillo.
Mine is too. And since we recorded our episode in our little tent by Clear Lake, Iowa, we did have a blast celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, boy, yeah, we should talk about that.
Oh, that was awesome. 100 people there.
Well, the actual anniversary was while we were in the tent.
Yeah.
The week before.
Mm-hmm.
But then the week after, we hosted an 80s dance party at the church across the street from our house.
Thanks to Mom and Jim and Deb for hosting.
Oh, boy. Everyone who helped out bringing food and directing folks to the gift register.
Yes.
And the dance floor. It was...
Thank you, Mary Lynn. You were a good help, too.
Thank you to everybody who came and said good things about us behind that microphone.
All my siblings were there except Ben and his beautiful wife, Janice.
And they called us to tell us that they probably weren't going to make it.
So who are we going to send this postcard to, Dave?
Well, that's the mystery. We can't say.
Well,
hopefully it's someone
who knows.
Whoever
has not received a postcard yet from
raise your hand.
Us. Be on the lookout for a snail mail postcard from home.
I'm trying to think if there's anything
else. Oh,
we
have a special guest tonight, but you can't hear him because he's not whining.
He's kind of
microphone
shy.
Our cat Mojo is joining us tonight. He's sitting on the piano bench. He's sniffing the postcard, so it comes with kitty kisses.
I was going to say cat snot. The Pancho Villa postcard will have all three of our... My fingerprint, Jenny's fingerprints, and Mojo's paw print on it.
Yes.
Whoever the lucky person is that gets this, we hope to hear from you either by email.
Facebook. We'll try to get into a more regular pattern of producing postcards from home.
So watch out for my postcard, it's coming to you. And if you have some loose change, then you can send me one too.